Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Mordechai Linzer. Meseches Chulin is dedicated by Dr. and Mrs. David Metz, Bischus Refuah Shleima, Moshe Ben Malka, and Esther Miriam Bas Chaya Leah.
Today's daf is Chulin daf Lamed Gimel. Welcome back, everyone. We start our daf with the end of the previous daf, with the Gemara dealing with the Sira and Reb Zera. That Reish Lakish had said that Shachar HaKoneh, the Achakach Nikvar Reyes Kshera, and Rava said that Rish Lakish said only by the Reya, because Chaye Reya Tuyim B'Kone. But Mashenge and the B'nei Me'ayim that are not directly related to the Kone. So there, Rish Lakish agrees that it's a Trefa. And Rabbi Zeru said to Rava that Mali B'Reya Mali B'nei Me'ayim, which the Gemara understood that Rabbi Zeru holds, that Ein Tarfus L'Chatzi Chiyutz. Because the B'nei Me'ayim are not directly related to the Reya. To the Kone. So why does Rav Zera hold that it's not a treifa? The reason must be because ein tarfus lachatzi chiyus. So then the Marz Sir Rav Zera that how can Rav Zera say ein tarfus lachatzi chiyus? Rav Zera says at a chakira about nikvu b'nei me'ayin bein simin l'simin. But it's clear to Rav Zera that even after one simin, there still is tarfus. So that the Gemara answers that Rav Zera observed the Rava Kamar. Zera Lamaisa was not Chazer, but he's saying Ludvar of the Rava. So the Machlok is showing him, what does this mean, that Ludvar of the Rava? What does Zera himself hold? So Rashi explains by us in Daflam and Gimel that Oilam Rav Zera holds that ain't Arfus Lachatzichius. Like he said, like he argued on Rava, and he said that Mali bin Reya Mali bin Nemeayim, because once him and his Shechted, there's no more Tarfus. Hi, why was Rezera mistapek by Niku ben Emei and ben Simon Lesimon? Hare ein tarfus lachatzichius. That suffix of Rezera was the dvar of the Rava. The Rava that held that yesh tarfus lachatzichius. So that Rezera was mistapek. I'll leave it to Rava. What would be, can you be instead of one Simon to the other? But Rezera himself holds ein tarfus lachatzichius. So if Rashi comes out to Maskana, that if Adam you hold like Reish Lakish. They know Reish Lakish that Shachar HaKoneh v'Chakach Nikvar Reya is not a treifa. We did not find anyone that argues on that. Because we have two explanations why Reish Lakish said that. Rava understood that Yesh Tarfus L'Chatzichius. So why did Reish Lakish say it? Because of Manach B'Dikula. Because once you shecht the Koneh, the Reya, only the Reya is considered Manach B'Dikula. That does not apply to the B'nei Me'ayim. That is the opinion of Rava. And Rav Zera understood that the Klal of Reish Lakish is much wider. He understood the Klal of Reish Lakish is that ain't tarfus l'chatzichius. And therefore, anywhere in the behemoth, there will no longer be a tarfus once you shechted one simon. But no one argues with the din of Reish Lakish. That's according to Rashi. However, Taisan, Davlam, and Bezim, and Bezim, and Maschal, and Hodar, and the Milchamis, and Davzayin, and Bezim, and Davchesim, and Aleph, Pidape Harif, they say different shot in the Maskan of the Gemara. Reb Zera himself holds Yesh Tarfus L'Chatzichius. And that's why Reb Zera had a suffix by Nikvu B'nei Me'ayim, Bein Simon L'Simon, if it's been sorry for not, but Olam Avad it's Pasha that it's a Trefa, because Yesh Tarfus L'Chatzichius. Why did Reb Zera say to Rava, Reya Mali B'nei Me'ayim? That was B'das Rava. That Reb Zera understood that Rava held of ain't tarfus l'chatzichius. That was the pshat that was Rava's pshat in Reish Lakish. So said Rav Zera, so mali b'reya mali b'nei me'ayim. Rav Zera did not hold the pshat in Rava was because of manach b'dikula. And you know that even Rava didn't hold the pshat as manach b'dikula. Just the only pshat that we could say in Reish Lakish was because of ain't tarfus l'chatzichius. So therefore he said mali b'reya mali b'nei me'ayim. But Oyler Reb Zera himself holds Yesh Tarfus L'Chatzichius. And the Oyler Reb Zera himself argues with the din of Reish Lakish. Reb Zera holds that Shachar HaKoneh V'Achakach Nikvar Reya is a treifa, because he doesn't hold the Manach B'Dikula, and he also holds the Yesh Tarfus L'Chatzichius. So the Ramban says that this explains why the Rif didn't bring the Reish Lakish Bechlal. The Rif leaves out the din of Reish Lakish of Shachat HaKoneh V'Achakach Nikvar Reya, because the Rif passed like Reb Zera. And Reb Zera argues on the din of Reish Lakish. That's the Cheshen of the Ramban, a very nice pshat in the Rif. But however, the Fizeh though comes out of the question of pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara was looking for a pshat in the Mishnah. That the Mishnah by us says that Psuga Sagaris is a nevela. The Mishnah Elu Trefus says that it's a trefa. Gemara had the Sira. Gemara had a few different explanations. None of them were so geschmack to say pshat in the Mishnah. Reish Lakish Adel came out with a new pshat. If you shecht in the mokum of the Psuga Sagaris, so you didn't do anything, and so it's a nevela. The Mishnah there is talking about that you shecht it somewhere else. Not in the mokum of the Psuga Sagaris. That's why it's a trefa, not a nevela. That was Reish Lakish's pshat in the Mishnah. And the Gemara said, though, that it can't be, because Reish Lakish was chayzer bayi. And Reish Lakish holds that it's manach medikula. Once you cut the kana, so it's manach medikula, so it's not shaykh another shechita. So it's true Reish Lakish himself was chayzer. But lahalacha, Reb Zera, we have a new pshat in the Mishnah. Reb Zera could hold of what Reish Lakish said before Reish Lakish was chayzer. He could hold that the Mishnah Neilu Trefus was talking about that you shochat shaloi b'makom that was nifsak. And therefore it's considered a good shechita. And it's not shared from our Mishnah. So why don't we have a new pshat in our Mishnah, the fear of Zera? That's the question the Ramban asks on himself. Says the Ramban the following. B'zeh aloshim. Tekol shehu kone b'makom shechita, keivan shenofik rubai, mali chazar v'chotchei b'makom acher, Mali loy chazar v'chotchei. Avoreya, avopishi tluya v'karne, chayeya tluya nami b'veshet, dekoyan gime hadodi. So Raman says that there's a difference. That the karne, once you caught it, it's not shech to shecht it again. But the reya, even though the reya is physically attached to the karne, but the reya is still yoinik from the veshet. It still receives chiyus from the veshet. And therefore, Rav Zera holds that it's Shaykh Atarfus in the Reya, even once you caught the Kona. So, those are the words of the Ramban. Machlokes Achrayim had explained what the Ramban says. Kveger in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Chav Zayin says that the Ramban is saying a difference between the Kona and the Reya. That the Kona, that it itself was cut, it's not, it lost all of its chiyus. But the Reya, that it was not cut, just its life source was cut. The kana gives chiyus into the reya, but the reya itself was not cut. Just its source of life was cut. So the reya, its source was cut, but it can get also some chiyus from other places. It can get also chiyus from the veshet. So that's a Rikvega learns pshat. There's an avkamina if the aver itself was cut or some other aver was cut, which just gives chiyus to this aver. That's Rikvega's pshat in the Ramban. But the Chazon Ish, Simon Gimel, Sif Katan Chaf and Chaf Aleph, says a different pshat in the Ramban. It's just like the Ramban holds that there's chiyus left in the Reya because it's yoinik from the Veshet. So also we could say that about the Kana. When you cut a Kana, also it has some chiyus left because it's yoinik from the rest of the Guf, from the Veshet, from the Lev, from the whole rest of the body. It's yoinik chiyus from it and therefore it could be considered alive. So why can you not go and shech the reya somewhere else? Says the Chazon Ish, the Ramban is saying he said in shechita that the idea of shechita is to take away chiyus from this aver which has chiyus. So an aver which was already cut, it's not considered that has enough chiyus left that can be taken away by shechita. Shechita means that through the shechita is taken away the chiyus. If the kana itself has no chiyus, just it's yoinik the chiyus and the rest of the behema. So then, if there's no chiz in the kana, then that chiz cannot be taken away by ayei shechita. Shechita as a kana would not be considered a shechita. That's how the Chazon Ish learns pshat in the Ramban, and that's why even though we do not hold of the svara of manach b'dikula of Reish Lakish, legabi the reya, we at least hold of it legabi the kana itself. Not that there's no chiz at all left in the kana, but there's not a chiz that can be taken away in the kana ayei shechita. We now come to the next part of the sugya, a very fascinating halacha, of the din of b'nei me'ayim l'nochri. And Avraham Bar Yankov says that we can learn that from the Reish Lakish, that you're not allowed to invite a goy over when you're eating the b'nei me'ayim. You're eating your livers, other things, you can't invite a goy over. Because, why? Because a goy doesn't have shechita. He needs the bema to die in order to marry to the neighbor menachai. So therefore, when you shecht the behema, it didn't make it dead like Abi the Goy. The Goy still cannot eat it. But the B'nai Me'ayim are already considered manach b'dikula. once the shechita is over. And therefore, the misa, the behema, does not apply to the bnei me'ayim, because they were already considered disconnected from the behema, mishas ha-shechita. And they were connected to the behema while it was still alive. So they're always considered an evir min ha-chay. That is the chiddush of Rav Acha bar Yankov. So the first Torah here is, we mentioned in yesterday's shir, that even after Reish Lakish has told us that the Reish is considered manach b'dikula, but the Rishonim say, the Rashba and the Meiri are of the opinion that the Reya still needs the Shechita. If you take the Reya out of the Behema before you've shech the Veshet, the Reya will be an Ever Menachai. And the Meiri says even a bigger Chiddush, the Behema will be considered a Trefa by taking out the Reya. But Hamiyas, both the Rashba and the Meiri agree that there is still Chiyus left in the Reya. So how can Reish Lakish say that it's a Trefa? Reish Lakish meant that it's not enough of a chash of a chiyus to make it a treifa. Just like there was a man da'amar that ain't tarfus l'chatzi chiyus. And b'chlal, even the whole behema has no tarfus. Once you shechted one simen. Even though Reish Lakish argues on that, and he holds that yesh tarfus l'chatzi chiyus, but at least in the reya itself, that lost its, almost all of its chiyus, i.e. the cutting of the kone, so there's no tarfus left in the reya. That was the din of Reish Lakish. So, Akoponim, we all agree though that there is some chiyus left in the Reya. Simkein, Rabbi Yaakov Yankov here is Sarach Bir. Why does Rabbi Yaakov Yankov say that when you shecht the behema and then it dies half a minute later, so the Bnei Me'ayim were already considered disconnected from the behema, Mishas Shechita. And that's why they're ushered to a goy. Why are the Bnei Me'ayim considered disconnected from the behema? Hare, the behema needs these Bnei Me'ayim. It needs the Reya. If you take the Reya out, the Reya won't get the Heter of Shechita, even by Yisrael. By Yisrael, just like the leg still needs the Heter of the second Simen, so too the Bnei Me'ayim and the Reya need the Heter of the second Simen. So they're still considered part of the Behema. So why does Rabbi Yaakov Yankov hold that it's considered Manach B'dikula? It's a very big question. So Lemaisa, in the Shita Mekubetzes, the new Shita Mekubetzes, not the one that's printed on the side of the Gemara, the Sefer is put out by Mahon Ofak. So we were there that the whole time that Bachar Yaakov said that it's Manach B'dikula is only once you shechted both simonim. In the Hanami, the question that we said is correct. If you shecht just one simon, so the Rei is not considered Manach B'dikula to say that already there's an Isra Eivir Menachai, it's already considered disconnected from the Behema entirely. It's not true. The Rishonim hold that you need the Shechita to give it a heter. So it's not entirely disconnected. Only when you cut both simonim, so now both simonim take away the chiyus entirely from the behema, then the Yisrael is already allowed to eat it. So then it's not considered that as any chiyus. Only then, Rabbi Yankov says that is considered manach b'dikula. But shechting one simon would not make it into manach b'dikula. That is before in the shita. That's very gishmak. However, the pri chadosh and the simon chadosha to Ashar, both of them say that even shechting one simen makes the bnei me'ayim manach b'dikula. We have to know how that works with the din of the Rashba earlier, that the reya still needs the shechit of the second simen. We see that it does not lose its entire chiyus, does not become entirely disconnected from the behema, either the shechting of one simen. Now, where's that tzorachiyun? Good question. I'm not going to answer that question, but that's a question that you have to know what the answer is. But if you the shechit, that's miyushev, because he holds that it's only manach b'dikula after cutting both siman. Another point to clarify here is ikar din of mifarkeses. That what? That's before here that shechit is matter for Yisrael, even though the behemoth is considered alive, and that's why the goy is not allowed to eat a behemoth when it's mifarkeses, even though the simanim were shechted or cut, but the goy is still not allowed to eat it. It's still considered alive. Kol zman that's jumping around, it's still considered alive for a few more seconds. He's not allowed to eat it. But Yisrael is allowed to eat of behema after Shechita, even though it's mefarkeses. That was the base of the sugya. And now we come at the nafkamina of Bnei Me'ayim. So Bnei Me'ayim are disconnected from the time of the Shechita. But Lagabi the Goy, the behema is still alive and he's not allowed to eat it. And therefore they have an Isra Eivir Menachai. Hashem gave by the Yisrael, where B'Shechita Talyam Milsam, so even though the behema is mefarkeses, but because his heter is Chalai Dei Shechita, so therefore he is allowed to eat the Bnei Me'ayim, because at the time of the Shechita they were connected. And that's why he's mutter. That's a sugya. But before we hear that Shechita is matir mefarkeses to Yisrael, that was the Rav Ashi, but we're many places. that even though the behemoth is considered alive, lakol dinim sheba Torah, the behemoth is considered alive, but he shows that either behemoth when it's mifarkesis vidar reisa. There is an isra v'loisechu al adam, which according to most Rishonim is an isra drabonon, but that's a separate isra. So the dinim in Eber Menachai, the shechita is matir. Shaila is why the Prima Godim in Simon Chavzayin Mishpat Zayzov, Prima Godim asks, Ma'am Hechidesi? Alright, we don't find him before Shapasuk in the Torah that it's mutter. If medically it's still considered alive for a few more seconds, Mechidesi that the Shechit is mutter it. Maybe also Yisrael needs to wait for it to die in order to achieve mutter Ba'achila. Very basic question that Prima Godim asks. The Tiferes Yisrael, in Mishnais and Mesechas Tyrus, Perak Aleph, Mishnah Gimel says that Chazal understood this from the Lashon HaPasuk. Pasuk in Parashas Re'ei says the Iker Din of Shechita. Says Kisav Enav Shechol Le'echol Basar. So what do? You want to eat meat? What do? Mizavachto Kasher Tivisicha. Because you want to eat. So what the answer is Shecht. So it's Mashma that the Heter is totally entirely in the Shechita. That's before the Tiferes Yisrael. Very nice. Found the drasha. Gemara never brought down this drasha. So it was pushed to the Gemara, I guess, as the Tiferes Yisrael. That's the pasuk says. When you want to eat, so you shecht. That means that shechit is matir ba'achila. What's the gedur advarim? Why is lamaisa shechit a matir ba'achila? So that we find in the Rishonim. In the Rashba, in Teresa Bayis, in the Chavtetzman Beis, talking about our sugya. Also Teresa Rashi, in the Flamen Gimel Med Aleph. In the Yadra Man, Sanhedrin, in the Samach Gimel. All of them say one word. That the reason that Shechita is matir, in the Lamaisa the behemoth is considered alive, is because the Shechita makes it like it's dead. That it's not that Shechita is a matir and it's a river minachai. If it's alive, then you can't eat it. But legabe achila, we look at the behemoth as being dead, I day the Shechita. That's what they said. That's what was neschadish in this pasuk, according to the first show, that's from that of a pasuk. What the gather of this din that Yisrael is allowed to eat after shechita is because the shechita makes it as being dead. It's not a metzias. A metzias is considered alive, and for the guy it's utterly because of Eiver Menachai. But by Yisrael, where it said the din shechita, so the shechita makes it is considered as being dead. Legabe dinei achila. That's the gather that they say. Part of the beer is what we spoke about in yesterday's daf. That the idea of shechita, say the shechita, that's what sure is myrich, and there are many rayas to this. The yisoid of shechita is to take away the life of the behema. That it's a maisa which is supposed to take away the life. So the tuas shor, if you shecht in a way that's considered, you cut roiv of the simonim, but you didn't take away its life, then it's for sure not going to be a kosher shechita. So the idea of the shechita is that take away the behema's life in this fashion. That's what shechita is. So memeil, it's a svar to say, or at least a gather of the pasuk, that once you did this act, which was the prescribed act of taking away the behemoth's life, then that considered as being dead. Even though physically it's still considered alive. But the Torah said when you want to eat, what the thing to do is to take away its life, aidei shechita. So im kein, legabe dinei achila, we look at the behemoth as being dead, aidei the shechita. That is the gather of the pasuk, according to these Rishonim. Just to mention that there are Shitas of Rishonim, Taisan Daf Pedal and Amud Aleph brings on the Shita Shem Rabbeinu Shemaya, and different Rishonim in other places quote this Shita that when Yisrael shechs a behema, not only is it Yotzim in the Eiver Menachai, but Legabe Kol Adinim, Kol Dinim Sheba Toira, it's considered dead. When a goy shechs it, it's considered alive for all these things. But when Yisrael shechs it, just like it makes it dead, like Abi Eiver Menachai, it also makes it dead, like Abi Kol Adinim Sheva Teira. That's a Chiddush Neisaf, and this is a Machlokes Rishonim, whether that's true or not. But which we see over there, the same Yisrael, that Shechit is to make it dead. So we said, what's a Muchach in the Sugi Bayos and the Pasuk, is that it makes it dead, like Abi Dinei Achila. The chiddush of the Rabbeinu Shmaya is that it makes a dead like Abi Kol Dinim Sheva Teira. That's like one mahalach in the sugi, which is seems in the Rishonim, again the Rashba, the Teis HaRosh, and the Yad Ramah. All of them go with this mahalach that the gedur of the din by us is that it's considered to be dead. As you mentioned, the Tiferes Yisrael says it's not of a pasuk. Could be these Rishonim held that was a svara. That's the idea of shechita is to make it dead. Then avad it's already in the din of being dead. Yeh mashiyeh, but the gedur is that it's considered dead. However, I found in the Zecher Yitzchak, we have from Rabbi Yisrael Ponovitcher, in the Simen Aleph, Chelek Aleph, Simen Lamed Gimel, he says a different gedder in this din, and why the Shechita is Moitim Dever Menachai, and he also finds a different pasuk for it, a different pasuk than the Tiferes Yisrael found. Zecher Yitzchak says that the gedder is that Shechita is Matir D'Isser Dever Menachai. V'olam is considered 100% alive. Just like it's for Goy, it's alive, and for other genim in the Torah, it's considered alive. Also, the Gabi Ever Menachai, it's considered alive. But Shechita is Mati Risurim. Shechita is Mati with Isra Ever Menachai. That's what he says the Gedra of the Pasuk is. And where does he say the Makar is for Isram? So it's from the din of Ever Meduldal, which is really a sugya later on in the fourth parak. The din of Ever Meduldal is an Ever which is mostly attached from the Behema. It's dangling, we call it in English. It's still a little bit attached, but it already no longer gets schius from the behema. It's dangling. It's barely attached to the behema. So the din is that mida araisa, shechita is matir this aver. That if you shecht it, so the aver is mutter mida araisa. Mida rabbanan it's aser, but mida araisa the shechita is matir it. However, if the behema dies, mavur in the gemara, if you shecht this behema, so the aver medodol is mutter. But if the behema dies, so the rest of the behema is osra because of nevela, but that aver is osra with an isra of aver menachai. It's different than the rest of the behema. And the big nafkamina is lagabi a goy. When if a behema that has an aver medodol and then the behema dies, so the goy is on muzer and isra nevela. The goy can eat the behema, but the goy cannot eat that aver, because that aver is considered an aver menachai. So ask the Zecher Yitzchak the following. If we see that when the behema dies, it has an Isser Eiver Menachai. When did it get this Isser Eiver Menachai? When the behema dies, then it became an Eiver Menachai. That's illogical. It can't be. Why is the death of the behema going to cause that Eiver becomes detached from the behema? There's no Shaychus. Elamai, it must be the Pshat. And from the time that the Eiver became Meduldo, when the behema was still alive, from the time that the Eiver became mostly detached from the behema, at that time, it was already chal in Isra Eivra Menachai. So the Melo, when the Behema dies, so the best of the Behema has an Isra Nevela, and that Eivra has an Isra Eivra Medozal. Imkain says the Zecher Yitzchak, so why is Shechita Matirit? If as soon as the Eivra became detached, it was already chal in a din Eivra Menachai, how can the Shechita be Matirit? Baal Korchach says the Zecher Yitzchak, Shechita is Matir in Isra Eivra Menachai. Even though the Eivra was already chal in an Isra Eivra Menachai, it's considered detached from the Behema, but it could still have the heter shechita. And says the Zecher Yitzchak, maybe that's also the pshat by us. That's even more pashat. That when you take a whole behemah and you shecht it, even though there was an Isser Eiver Menachai, but the shechita is matir that Isser. For Yisrael, where their din is for shechita, so the shechita is matir the Isser Eiver Menachai. So that's his mahalach. But as we mentioned, the Rishayim are over a different mahalach. The Rashba, the Rosh, and the Yad Ramah, were a different mahalach in this heter, that it's considered a mesa. That is the general din why the shechita is matir for Yisrael, even though it should be considered alive, like for a goy, but for Yisrael the shechita is matir. So Kaponim, the svar in Rav Acha Yankiv is to say that the shechita is only matir for Yisrael, but for a goy the shechita is not matir, and there are two nafkaminas on this: that if our keses is usher to a goy, calls on the behemoth still jumping around, so it's usher to the goy. And also in Afgamina is that the B'nai Me'ayim are usher to the Goy. Because the B'nai Me'ayim became detached, Aidei the Shechita, before the Behemah died, so the B'nai Me'ayim were also forever. Because they never get the Misa of the Behemah. Then Rav Papa says that he wanted to ask Rabbi Akiva Yankiv, that how could it be that it's Mutter for Yisrael and it's usher for a Goy? The Torah is always Marbe Dinim on Yisrael and Yisurim on Yisrael. How could it be that a goy has a chumrah that Yisrael does not have? That was his question that he wanted to ask. But he said, no, he said a good svara. There's no such klal of meek and meedi. He said a good svara lechalik. That by Yisrael b'shechita talia milsa, and b'goy b'mitzah talia milsa. But the Gemara concludes that there's a brace and not like Rabbi Akiva Yankiv. The brace is mavur, that mefarkeses is a mutter, both to Yisrael and to a goy. Oh, so we don't hold to the svara for Rabbi Akiva Yankiv. Question is, why not? It's not clear in the Gemara. At the end of the day, why do we not hold of the Svar of Rav Acha Bar Yankiv? So in Taisi Yeretz Mavur, Taisi Yeretz Maschal Echor, It's more clear from the Mitzvah Devar Yatesis that the reason is because of the story that Rav Papa said. Even though Rav Papa said that he didn't want to say that question because Rav Yanka was saying a good svara. But at the end of the day, we hold that there's a klal. Anything that's mutter for Yisrael is also mutter for a goy. Tais goes on to work out the klal of this. He brings the Gemara Sanhedrin. It's before not this way. But that's how Tais learned the Pasha Chad in the Gemara. That's definitely a way we would learn. That, I mean, the Gemara already said the svara to argue on a Rav Yanka. Mika midi. That just like Shechita is matcher for Yisrael, it's also matcher for a goy. However, the Rashi on Teres Habayis and the Chav Testament base, it says a different svara in the Tana and the Braisa. In the Tana and the Braisa, doesn't say a reason. Rav Papa wanted to say a reason, and he said he changed his mind. And so, what's the mice of the reason to argue on Rav Yankiv? Not the reason of Mika Midi, because Hatayim Kamer, like Rav Papa said. So what's the mice of the reason of Yargon Rav Yankiv? Says the Rashba, that Shechita makes it a Mesa Gemura. It's entirely dead. Not only is it considered dead, Lagabi the Yisrael, it's also considered dead, Lagabi the Goy. This is the Rashba I quoted a minute ago, that we see here in the Rashba, that's how we held the heter was, Bechla for Yisrael, is that considered a Mesa? And the Rashba goes to explain that that's also why it's much for a Goy. Because the Shechita made it a Mesa Gemura. It's mamish dead. So if it's mamish dead, then even for a Goy. Even though, as we mentioned, that it could be considered alive for other dinim in the Torah, but Lagabi Dini Achila, it's mamish considered dead. That's what the Rashi says, the Pshat, in the Tana of the Braisa. La halacha, almost all the Rishonim say we pass in like the Tana of the Braisa, that it's mutter, both for Yisrael and for a Goy. That the Shechit al is matir, either because of Meikamidi, or because of Tzvar of the Rashba, whatever the Tzvar might be. But la halacha al-Maisa we hold, that B'nai Me'ayim are mutter for a Goy. However, the Rambam holds not that way. The Rambam, in Perek Tes of Hilchos Malachim, halacha Yud Gimel, says the Rambam, whatever Yisrael has an Israel Menachai, also a Goy does. There are cases when a Goy is more chumer than Yisrael, that they have an Israel Menachai, even though for Yisrael it's mutter. They have it applied to every Behemah and Chaya. And another thing, let's get to us. The Eivor Ubasar Aparshim in the Mefar Keses, Ava Bisha Shachar by Yisrael Shnei Asimanim, Harez the Osher of the Noyach Mishum Eivor Menachai. Eivor Ubasar, which is separated by him while it's Mefar Keses, so even though the Yisrael Shechted Shnei Simanim, it's a Kosher Shechita, and it's Mutter for the Yisrael, but the Goyim have an Isra Eivor Menachai. Let's warm up for Rashi and the Rambam, that there's an Isra Eivor Menachai. Kesef Mishnah here and others are Tamei and the Rambam. The Shulchan Aruch does not bring down this Nida in the Tur, in Simon Chav Zayin, Paskin said it's mutter, like the Rosh and all the Rishayim, and Tomei and the Rambam. Alamai said the Shach and Simon Chav Zayin is Machriya Alocha, now like the Rambam, and we're all Tomei and the Rambam, and Alocha we hold that Vinei Ni'ayim are mutter for a Goy. However, just to point out something that's interesting factoid, La Halocha, that all this is only when Yisrael Shechts. When Yisrael Shechts, so because the Shechit is matcher for Yisrael, so it's also matcher for a Goy. However, if a Goy Shechts the Behema, so then Avad the Vinei Ni'ayim are Aser. Because when you cut the two simonim, so it wasn't a shechita materis li Yisrael. So Memela, we don't have the svara of Mi'ikamidi or the shechita talya milsa. So it wasn't a shechita materis. And Memela, the B'nai Me'ayim already considered disconnected from the behema, and the behema only dies a few seconds later. So B'nai Me'ayim are usher. So otherwise, any guy that eats, he's allowed to eat treif, right? A guy, but he goes and eats B'nai Me'ayim, eats liver, he's eating Eivor Menachai. So it might depend on how the behemoth is killed. If they did it, maybe now they could do a idea shooting it, it's a little bit different. But at least in times of old, when everyone, the way they would eat meat was idea shechting, so a guy that would shecht his own behemoth and then go and eat the b'nei me'ayim could be considered eating Eivor Menachai. Even the halacha that we hold that a guy could eat b'nei me'ayim, it's only of the shechit of Yisrael, not the shechit of a guy. That's the pashtus. However, the tashbits, then in chela gimel, Simon Reish Tzarivav wants the Dante not that way. That even the Shechita of a Goy could be matcha for him. Says the Tashbitz, because the idea of Shechita is considered, it makes it a Mesa, then even when a Goy shechts for his own eating, so that also can make it a Mesa. This is a tremendous Chiddush of the Tashbitz. A lot of this Tashbitz is based on the Rashba that we mentioned a few minutes ago. But the Rashba says that lahalacha, the reason that the goy is allowed to eat the b'nei me'ayim is not because of the svara of mi'ka midi, rather because of the svara is that shechita makes it a mesa gemura. So the poshup shot in the Rashba is that shechita of Yisrael makes it a mesa gemura. When the Yisrael does his shechita, and b'shechita tal yemilsa by Yisrael, so the Torah gave chashivus to the shechita of Yisrael, so not only does it make it a mesa lagabi the Yisrael, it also makes it a mesa lagabi the goy. That's about the poshup shot. But the Tashmitz wants to go a big step weiter. And the Tashmitz wants to say that even the shechita of a guy, it could also makes it amazing by him. And the halacha, that the heter of b'nei me'ayim is even when it's not because of the shechita talya milsa. Rather, any case, as long as you shecht, that's already moitzi the behemah midei evir menachai. That is a tremendous chiddush of the Tashmitz. And with that, a guy that eats liver will not be chayiv misa for evir menachai. One last nidun here in this sugya, which is also very negei lemaisa, is what happens when you shecht the behemah. And the behemah is a treifa. It happens often, very often. We find the behemah is a treifa, so we can't eat the behemah. So what do we do with the meat? We sell it to our non-Jewish butcher, and he sells it. Right? Simple. We don't make as much money, what can we do? But okay, we sell it to the goyim, and they're allowed to eat treif meat also. But we also, when we do this, are we allowed to sell the liver to the goyim? Hare, the shechita was not a shechita that's matir. The shechita, it wasn't matir b'achila for us. Lefi the svar of Taisus, which is the place in them on la'alocha, that the heter of the goyim is because of the svar of Taisus, not because of the svar of the Rashba. The Yad Yehuda and Simon Chav Zayin talks about barichos of the Rashba, but most poiskin, the Tuashar and the Teres Chayim and the Prima Godim, they all assume that la'alocha, the reason that the shechita is matir for a goy, it's called the Tzvar of Mi'ika Midi. It's Imkain. L'maisa, this Shechita was not matter for me. I'm not allowed to eat this behemah because it's a treifa. So, we don't have the Mi'ika Midi to Yisrael Sharul Akam Aser. It's Imkain. We go, so the Shechita was not matter for Yisrael. So, L'chayr should be Aser to give it to a guy. And when you sell your behemah that's a treifa to the guy, you can't sell him the liver. The liver you have to throw away. Or give to your dog. L'chayr one could say that. But L'maisa b'chol yoyim, is that if I retell a behemah with the liver also? So the place is all based on the Rashba, the heter that we have to sell even a behemah treifa. The Rashba says that if you mess up the shechita, you didn't shecht properly, then you're not allowed to sell the b'nei me'ayim to a goy. Because then it's not considered a shechita b'chlal. If you did a hagroma or a drasa, you mess up the shechita in some way, and it's a shechita psula, so that's not shechita. That's a stam killing the behemah. So see, you stam killed the behemah, so the b'nei me'ayim are also to the goy. I can divvy a Rashba. So from this, the Paiskim, the Tuashar, the Plesi, and the Rikivagar, and all the Paiskim are Medayik, that only when there's a problem in the Shechita itself, did the Rashba say you can't sell it to a Goy. But when the Shechita itself was done, Kedas u Kedin, just, there's a Dover, Isser Dover Acher Garimla, look, you learned in our Mishnah. There's an Isser Trefa in the Behemah. But the Shechita itself was done entirely Bekashrus. So then there's no problem. To be slain, the Shechita is not there for Yisrael also. Just Yisrael and Maisa can't eat because it's a davar achar garim lo. Because the tarfos makes it that it's in, that it's usher to eat. Because we say the shechita is matir and it's mitar midei nevela, so that's already enough of a shechita for mi'kamidi. But the Torah sure explains that lagabi mi'kamidi it's enough that it's hutter mitzad the dinim of eiver menachai nevela. It's mitzad dinay what it needs in the shechita it had. So that's considered that was a shechita made in mutter for the Yisrael. Even though Lamaisa had another reason why you can't eat it. Lamaisa though, but it comes out from the place that if you mess up the shechita and you're selling the meat to the goy, that you can't sell the b'nei me'ayim to the goy. However, the Yad Yehuda, Tzimin Chav Zayin, Tziv Katan Beis, says that Maisa b'chol yoyim, even when we mess up in the shechita, we also sell the b'nei me'ayim to the goy. See, Yad Yehuda wants to say noob shot in the Rashba, Lefiza, even the Rashba agrees that when you mess up the shechita, because at least the Yisrael did a shechita, Then it's matir b'nei me'ayim. That's a big chiddush of the Yad Yehuda, but most places in their mind that is aser. Just one to lashem esadvarim, a chiddush I found in this topic is that as we mentioned, all the places can assume and they bring this from the Rashba and they say ma'isim b'chol yoyim is this way. At least when it's a treifa, we sell the b'nei me'ayim to the goy. However, in the Piskei Riyaz, in the end of Paragir Anosha, it's mefurish that when the behemah is found to be in a vela or a treifa, you're not allowed to sell the b'nei me'ayim to the goy, because not shaykh was sort of mi'ika midi. before that he learned Kipshuta, you need to be actually mutter to a Yisrael. And Mela, even when it's Asher B'Yisrael Treifa, it's not Asher to a Yisrael. We don't have a Miyik Amidi, and therefore it's Asher to sell the B'nei Me'ayim to the Goy. That's the Riyat, but Avada Maitzim Echol Yoyim, is that when it's a Treifa, we do sell the B'nei Me'ayim to the Goy. Now we're starting the next Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Hashoyche Behem Achai V'Oif, V'Yotza Mehendam Kshirim. And Hacholim B'Yadayim Misayavois. So before in the Mishnah, there are two Chalakim. The first Chiddush is that the Shechit is a Shechita Kshira. And the Mishnah goes on to say that you could even eat it when your hands are tamei. The Rishonim already bothered, what's the Chiddush of the Risha? Why should we think that the Shechit is a Shechita Psula? I mean, we're talking about Chulin, like the Gemara proves. Mishnah is referring to Chulin, where we do not need dam. So what would be the Havamina that the Shechita would be Psula? So the Rashi and Tesa Rosh say that the Chiddush is that even though you can't do Kisui Adam is a mitzvah after Shechita. And you could add on that the Rishonim mentioned in Per Kisui Adam that the Kisui Adam is the Gemar of the mitzvah of Shechita. So we would think that if you shecht in a way that it's not shaykh to do Kisui Adam, then it would be a Shechita Psula. That would have a mere Kamash on our Mishnah that no, even though you can't do Kisui Adam, that does not affect the Shechita. The hetter of the Shechita is in the Shechita itself. But the Eved, the Hechsher is done by the Shechita, and you don't do Kisui Adam. That's how the Rashi explained the mission. The Shach in Simin Chav Ches, if Katan Lamed, brings down this Mahalach, and as the Shach asks, that only works for Chaya and Oif. Because only Chaya and Oif need Kisui Adam. But a Behema does not need Kisui Adam. So by Behema, we still have to figure out what's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. Why would we think that the Shechita is a Shechita Psula? So that's the Shach's question. Basically, the Shach did not have the Tesa Rosh. Tesa Rosh himself asks this question, and he says that Behemoth mentioned Agav Chaya and Oif. The Chiddush here is really for Chaya and Oif, and you also throw in Behemoth. But the Chiddush by Chaya and Oif, they normally need Kisui Adam, and here the Mishnah is telling us that even though you cannot do Kisui Adam, it's still kosher. But that's the Mahalach of the Rashi and Tesa Rosh. And in the Rambam, it's a more different chat in our Mishnah. What the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. The Rambam, Pergdal Mecholas Asuris, Halach Yud Gimel, says the Rambam the following. Hashoychei behema chaya v'oif. V'lo yotza mehendam. Harei elu mutarin. So far that's a quote of our Mishnah. But then that Rambam adds in a few words. V'ein oimrim shema mesa hisa. We don't say that maybe the behema died before Shechita. How could it be that you shechted the behema, and no dam came out? The behema would really be alive. Dam surely would have come out. If no dam came out, then it must be that the behema died before shechita. That's what we could have thought. Kamash from the Mishnah that no, that the behema could still be alive and well. Just the dam wasn't so heavy in the area of the siman, and so it didn't come out. That's the Rambam learns that was the chiddush of the Mishnah to say that you might think that it's Mesa and a Nevela before you shecht it. And then the Rambam goes on, in the same halacha, says the Rambam, V'chein ha-shoichet es ha-briya, v'lei pirkesa ha-reizu muteres. The person shechts a behemoth that's healthy, and it doesn't move around after shechit, it's also muter. Avala ha-mesukenes, then if it's not mefarkes, then it's the shechit of psula. Rambam already, that's the next Mishnah, and the Aflam B'Zayin, that the din of shechting a behemoth, do we need the behemoth to move around after shechit to prove that it was alive? By Behema Mitzukenes, we need the Pirkus to prove that it was alive. That's the mission later on. So the Rambam learned the Gevaldik Pshat in our Mishnah, and also the continuation of the Mishnahites. Our Mishnah is saying that a healthy Behema, you shecht, and no dam comes out, so we don't assume that was a Mesa. And the Mishnah later on says a similar halacha, that if it was not Mefargis after Shechita, we do not assume that it's a Mesa. But if it was a Behema Mitzukenes, and it wasn't Mefargis, then we have to be worried that it was a Mesa before Shechita. So that's the part of the Rambam, and the Rashi says the Rashi. The reason is that we thought that a shechita that's not shayach to mekayim in a kisui adam would be a shechita psula. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Then the Mishnah goes on to say that it's nechal b'yadayim isayovais because it was not huchshay day the shechita, no adam came out. So therefore, you can eat even though your hand is artame because you're not going to be metame the basa. Rav Shimon argues. Rav Shimon says. That the Shechita itself is machshir, even if no dam comes out, shechita is machshir that the behemoth to be mekabel tuma. So what's the pshat in Rav Shimon? Why is the shechita machshir? Normally hechshir needs the shiva mashkim, and here there's no mashkim that went on the basar. So why is it machshir mekabel tuma? Says Rashi, migu de shari shechita lach basar b'deir minachai mashal inam yuchlo legabe tuma. Says Rashi that because the shechita is machshir be'achila, so it also is machshir. What's the connection between being matir b'achila and hechsher? Shechita is matir b'achila, that's good and fine. But hechsher needs exerus hakosav. You need shiva mashkim. So it didn't come out of it. Why should the fact that it makes it mutir b'achila is a reason that it should be machshir? So the mice in the Gemara later on is mavur that Rav Shimon is only midra bonun. As far as Rav Shimon that the shechita is machshir, it's only machshir midra bonun and not midareis. So that makes Rav Shimon a little bit better. We can't ask that Rav Shimon is connected to a pasuk that says that you need the shiva mashkim. Rav Shimon is a svara drabanan. But we can still ask that what's a svara b'chla? Why should the fact that it's matir b'achila, is it also a svara to be mukshar l'kabal tum? So l'chair over here, it's mukach and yisoyed, that good rise to this yisoyed, that the idea of hechsher, that the shiva mashkim make oichal Mukhshur l'kabal tumah is not stam gzeres hakosuv that they need mashke. Without water, it can't get the tumah on it. It's a tznai in the kabbalah's tumah. Rather, the idea of hechsher is a component in making the food into an oichel. To make it an oichel ha-shalem, an entirely royal achila, is only when water is put on it. Unless it's the lashon of Rashi and the Rashbam, and then the parsha Shmini. The Torah says the din of hechsher. Say eina oichel koroi oichel at shavol of mayin is the lashon of Rashi. That the oichel is not called an oichel. It's not a full oichel until water falls on it. The chinuch in mitzvah kuf samich says, as you say, also he says that the derech is the way that you machsh your food is you clean it off, you pour water on it, or you put the water on it in order to cook it. The adding of water. Or who in other mashkim, it makes the food as food that's more edible, more royal achila. So you find this you say in the Rishonim, but it's really mafurshe Gemara. Gemara later on in the din of Perek Ha'arva Reitev, and of Kuf Yud Ches Amud Aleph. Gemara says there that Peretz Shalai Huchsheru Kitanur Shalai Nigmaru Malachtoi Dami. That Peretz that don't have hechsher, it's like a kli, a tanur that's not yet finished. You're not yet finished making it. That's fully right to be used. So it's clear that the papers of that hechsher are considered eino roi l'melachtom. They're not yet fully usable in their current state. That's the idea of hechsher. And it's also before in the lashon of Rashi by Yosef Medayik. Rashi says, Mashir le'nami uchla l'gabe tumah. They make it an oichel. Lashon of Rashi, that hechsher is to make it into an oichel. So be this aside, we understand Rav Shimon, we understand why Rashi here mentions the idea of oichel. Shimon is saying the following yesod, that because the idea of hechsher is to make it this royal achila, so the way the Torah prescribed to do that is dafka ide de shiva mashkim. If you make it royal achila in a different way, midrashit it's irrelevant. But midrabanon, we have Shimon says the svara that shechita is the way, the one and only way to make basar royal achila. So because this is specifically this way, is the way that you make the basar edible, so migu, that it's sharia ba'achila, which means that it makes it into an oichel, lagabi achila, so it also makes it an oichel, lagabi tuma. It also makes it that it's an oichel that is considered royal achila already, lagabi tuma. And we no longer need that water should fall on it. That's clearly the pshat of Rav Shimon, as Rashi explains to us, with this yesod, that the idea of hechsher is making things royal achila. We now come to the Gemara Namud Beis. So there are a few points in the Gemara, but we're going to focus on the last thing that's mentioned here, and we'll see that that's really connected to some things that I mentioned earlier in the Amud. The Gemara brings the Machlokes Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, what's the name of Oichel Rishon? Rabbi Elazar says that he's a Rishon, and Rabbi Yeshua says that he's a Sheni. Gemara and Daf Lamed Aleph explains what the Svaras are in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. But everyone holds that he's Tamei. The The question is he a Rishon or is he a Sheni? So this Tumah is a Vada Tumah Rabbanon. What's the reason behind this Tumah? Why were the Rabbanon Gezer Tumah, a person that eats Oichlam Tumayim? So the Gemara in Shabbos Daf Yudalad asks the question, my time it goes to be Rabbanon Tumah. Why were the Rabbanon Gezer Tumah in this case? And the Gemara answers, the Zimnin de Ochil Oichlam Tumayim, the Shakil Mashkin de Truma, the Shadi Lapume, Upasilahu. And what's going to happen? A person is eating Oichal Rishon. He's eating an apple, that's Oichal Rishon. And he gets thirsty while he's eating. That happens. So you're going to take something to drink. And the thing you drink to drink, take your wine of Truma. And the wine is Tar, Truma Tahira. But the Oichal, that's Tomei, is going to be Tamei the Mashkin. And so now you're passing this Mashkin of Truma for Aidei the Oichal. So therefore, we said that as soon as you eat Oichlam Tmein, you yourself become Tamei. So therefore, you won't now pick up your wine of Truma to drink while you're eating the Oichlam Tmein, because you're Tamei. If you're Tamei, you cannot drink wine of Truma. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. Very good. Rashi in Shabbos, Afya Dalet. And this Gemara of Oichal Oichal Rishon, Rashi says, Nazeh Gufei Rishon, Umetamei Esat Truma Liyashniyah. That when you, if you're Oichal Oichal Rishon, so you become a Rishon, and you can make Truma into a Sheni. So Asemis, there is Ma'ira, why did Rashi say you make Truma into a Sheni? You also make Chulin into a Sheni. Hey, according to Rebbe Lezer, you become a Rishon. Rishon Oise Sheni Bechulin. In Chulin, you could even make a Sheni. The Klal is, we'll see in here in Hemshech HaSugyas, for people that don't know, Chulin goes up till Sheni. A person who's Tomei as an Av can now touch one Oichel and make it into a Rishon, and that touches another Oichel or a Mashke and makes it into a Sheni, and then it stops there. That touches another food, it will not become Tomei. That's if it touches another food of Chulin. But if it touches a food of Truma, Truma can be Nifsal even as a Shlishi, and Kodesh can be Nifsal even as a Ravi. So Chulin goes up to Sheni, Truma up to Shlishi, and Kodesh up to Ravi. So asks the Sfasemes that Rashi Lomandama that Oichal Oichal Rishon is a Rishon. So you're a Rishon, so you can make Shein even in Chulin. Why did Rashi say only in Truma? So says the Sfasemes that the Pshat and Rashi Mechore is that the cause of the reason is of the Gzeira was because of the Chashash that you're going to passel Truma. They were worried that you're going to drink Mashkin of Truma while you're eating this food. So they didn't want you to eat Truma. That's the goal over here. To make sure this person who's eating Oichlam Tmeim, make sure that he's not going to drink Truma. So how do we do that? We make it that he's Tamei. Once he's Tamei, then he won't drink Mashkin of Truma. So it's enough to make him Tamei Legabe Truma. We don't need to make him Tamei Legabe Chulin. Once he's Tamei, that he cannot eat Truma, that he'll be Metamei Truma, then he won't eat the Truma. So it's enough to make him Tamei Legabe Truma, and Memela, we accomplish the point of our Gzeira. That's what he says, has to be the Pshat and Rashi. But he still bothered the Sfasemes, that Lamais, once we made him into a Rishon, we never find something which is a Rishon, only Legabe Truma, not Legabe Chulin. Once you're a Rishon, you're a Rishon. So Memela, you have to be a Rishon Legabe Chulin also. That's what he's bothered by, but he says, what the Chayr has to be the Malach and Rashi, because of the reason of the Gzeira, is because of Truma, so it was enough to only pass on Legabe Truma, and now Legabe Chul. However, to ask a question on this, the Gemara there in Shabbos Daf Yudalet is Mavur, that also that Chazal said that Stam Yadayim or Tamei, is also because of the problem of Truma. Because Yadayim Askoni Yaitin, and they touch a lot of different things, you don't pay attention. And Rashi explains, it's a Gnailu Truma Bekach. Your hands are very dirty and you touch Truma, so the Truma is going to become disgusting, people won't want to eat it. So the reason they asked Yadayim was also because of the problem of Truma. And yet, we see in our sugya that the din of Yadayim applies even to Chulin. The Gemara was dining with our mission is talking about Chulin. The Gemara said, Ein Shein Yoyse Shlishi B'Chulin. The reason that the Yadayim are not going to make problems in Chulin is because Ein Shein Yoyse Shlishi. But Mavur, that bestowed the Tum of Yadayim applies even to Chulin. Even though the Sibas HaTakana was for Truma. So Maishna, the Tum of Yadayim,
that applies even to chulin from the din of ha'echol ha'echol rishon, which is only said lagabi truma. So I heard a teretz to this question. He said the Mishnah Achrayna. The Mishnah Achrayna, the of the third parak of Maseches Yadayim, says the Gevaldik Yisayda Tumas Yadayim. It says even though it's mavur in the Gemara and Shabbos that the Tumah of Yadayim is a gzeira of Veshami Beis Hillel, but really it's we see in our Gemara, says the Mishnah Achrayna, that it's an earlier din. The Yisayda of Tumas Yadayim is earlier. Before in the Gemara by us, that for a person that puts his hands into the Bayis HaMenuga, so his hands become a Rishon, according to Rabbi Akiva. And according to the Chum, they're Shniyais. But the hands becoming a Rishon, that's a Vada of Rabbi Akiva, that's clear that's not Midin Yud Ches Dover. The din of Yud Ches Dover is to make hands into a Sheni. And here the hands become a Rishon. So it's clear that the din of Ikur Tumas Yadayim applies even before the Yud Ches Dover. Chazar were greater Tuman Yadayim. Again, it's a sugis now, be of a mitzvah shmei via, like the Gemara says. The hands themselves were shaykh in the Kabbalah's tumah when they had a mice of Kabbalah's tumah, like going to the Bayis HaMenuga. So even though Mi'ikir Adin, they're not Mekabal tumah, because we have a mix of Slashma Bia. But because the hands be a soid, could be Mekabal tumah, so they were greater than tumah. If you're Bekiva to make them a Rishon, you're Chum to make them into a Sheni. But this din is not Midin Yud Ches Dover. The Chiddush of Yud Ches Dover, the Gabi Tumas Yadayim, was to say that Stam Yadayim are tumah. Even though you didn't do any specific act of being metame your yadayim, putting him in a bayis hamenuga, just you wake him in the morning and you wash out of asr, and then you walk around for a few minutes, all of a sudden your hands are tame. Even though, what's metame? Nothing's metame them. You didn't do any act to be metame them. You don't know of any tumah that you touched. But stam yadayim, as long as, if you're not paying attention to your yadayim, so they're tame. That was the chiddush in Yurches Dover, because stam yadayim askoni yaitim. Because you touch things, you don't pay attention, and you never know what you touch. But the Yisrael, the Tumah of Yadayim, is a Tumah that exists even beforehand. And maybe that's the Mishnah of the question. Because the Yisrael of Tumah of Yadayim exists as an independent Tumah. What was the Schadish in Yud Ches Dover was to extend it even to Stam Yadayim. But all that is an extension of the original Takana of Tumah of Yadayim. So Mela, just like the original takon of Tumas Yadayim is not specifically related to Truma. It's because a person didn't act on his hands to be metame them, so Chazal were gezer on them Truma. I forgot to mention before, even if the Rabbanan it's this way. Even the Rabbanan, they're arguing with Kiva and say that they're a Sheni, but it means even though a person just washed his hands, and they're not Stam Yadayim anymore, he knows they're tar. But now you stick them into a Bayis HaMenuga, the act of putting them in the Bayis HaMenuga is an act that's metame the Yadayim. So this is a tumah that exists in Yadayim, unrelated to Yud Ches Dover and to Stam Yadayim. It's a tumah that exists in Yadayim that they could be mekabel tumah. The Yud Ches Dover just extended that to Stam Yadayim. So Mela, because the original din of Yadayim was tumah for everything, because it's unrelated to truma, just Chazal or Mesakin that Yadayim are mekabel tumah. So Mela, they're mekabel tumah for everything. So Yud Ches Dover extends that to Stam Yadayim, and even Stam Yadayim are tumah for everything. That's all in the din of Yadayim. Hashem came the din of Oichol Oichol Rishon, because the reason of the Takon of Yud Ches Dover here was a specific reason that applied to Truma. And it's something that they were in Mechadish then, that eating Oichol and Tmeim is Metameyu. It's not an extension of a different din. Memela, Rashi holds that because the reason was only for Truma, so they made the Tumah only Gabi Truma. But Gabi Chul in your Tar. I've gone for today.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClain on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.